Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is Thursday the 27th of August and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Starting in Uganda. Uganda's coffee exports rose by 17.2% in July compared to the same month last year. It was boosted by output for maturing new coffee trees and easing of the coronavirus restrictions. It is the highest amount of coffee exported in a month since 1991, according to the Uganda Coffee Development Authority. Africa's second largest oil exporter, Angola, has unveiled a 2020 to 2025 energy roadmap, which foresees oil discoveries of up to 57 billion barrels of crude oil and 27 trillion cubic feet of gas. The plans involve $679 million in foreign investment and $188 million by Angolan state. According to the Angolan news agencies, this is part of an effort to reverse years of declining oil output and boost revenue for an economic reform drive. Angola's proven oil reserves currently stand at just 7 billion barrels. Sasol, the fuel and chemicals maker, shut its $13 billion Lake Charles chemical project due to Hurricane Laura, which made landfall earlier on Thursday on the U.S. Gulf Coast. Sasol's stock fell by 3.5% on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Any damage or delay to the Lake Charles caused by the storm will put pressure on the company, which has already suffered mismanagement and other issues at the expansion project. Approved in 2014, the estimated cost of $8.1 billion, the various setbacks have increased the price to $12.9 billion. Mali's military junta has allowed the ousted President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to return to his residence in the capital after holding him for a week. Keita, who was overthrown in a coup earlier this month, has been in military custody. The Economic Community of West African State, which had led efforts to solve the political crisis in Mali, had called for his release. It had initially demanded his reinstatement as president but softened its stance after meeting with the junta in the capital over the weekend. And ending up with the stock markets around the continent, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange gained again while the local currency weakened as investors digested changes to the U.S. Federal Reserve policies framework. The JSE All Share Index gained 0.5% to finish off at 56,869 points. In Nigeria, the stock market stopped its record rally since the beginning of the week as investors chose to take profit on large-cap stocks following their recent gains. Investors lost about 14 billion naira at the close of trading today, which helped push the market's year-to-date negative return to 5.7%. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Do join us again tomorrow. Please do review, tell your friends about us, and subscribe. It does make a difference in growing this newscast podcast, News from Africa.